Money-making has always been an art form, not a science. P.T. Barnum understood this better than most. Despite his reputation as a showman and promoter of celebrated hoaxes, when it came to financial wisdom, Barnum was remarkably straightforward and insightful. His principles cut through the noise of get-rich-quick schemes that plague us even today. What makes his advice so compelling is its timelessness. These aren't trendy tactics that expire with changing markets, but fundamental truths about human nature and economic success that remain as relevant now as they were in 1880. Warren Buffett reportedly keeps a copy of Barnum's wisdom nearby, and for good reason. These aren't just strategies for accumulating wealth, they're principles for building a life of sustainable prosperity and genuine satisfaction. Have you ever felt like you're swimming upstream in your career while others glide forward effortlessly? Financial success begins with selecting a vocation aligned with your natural talents. When we choose mismatched careers, tasks require extra effort and better-suited competitors outpace us. Consider law graduates with no passion for legal work or engineers who long to be writers. This mismatch affects career satisfaction, mental health, relationships, and finances. How can you excel in negotiations if you're uncomfortable with confrontation? How can you build a client base if networking depletes you? The most successful businesses emerge when founders identify problems they're uniquely positioned to solve. Steve Jobs succeeded because his blend of aesthetic sensibility and technological interest perfectly positioned him to revolutionize personal computing. Finding your vocational true north requires honest self-assessment. What activities put you in a flow state? When do you lose track of time? What skills have always come naturally? The answers point toward your path of least resistance, not because it will be easy, but because your natural aptitudes will give you sustainable advantages in competitive landscapes. Even brilliant business concepts fail in the wrong environment. Success depends not just on what you do, but where you do it, encompassing your entire operational ecosystem. Industries naturally cluster in specific regions. Silicon Valley for tech, Nashville for music, New York for finance. These concentrations represent ecosystems where talent, capital, and opportunity converge, boosting success chances. Barnum describes an English showman who struggled at home but flourished in America. His talents remained unchanged, only the environment shifted to one receptive to his offerings. Strategic placement also involves timing. The savvy entrepreneur positions themselves ahead of emerging trends rather than chasing established ones. Uber couldn't have succeeded before smartphones became ubiquitous. In today's digital economy, location has new dimensions. Your virtual presence, where you appear in search results, which platforms you leverage, which communities you engage, can be as crucial as physical location. Position yourself where demand exists for what you uniquely offer. Imagine waking up every morning with an invisible weight pressing on your chest, a constant, nagging pressure that colors every decision and limits every opportunity. This is the reality of living under significant debt, a trap that Barnum warns against urgently. Debt initially presents itself as a solution, but quickly transforms from servant to master. Monthly payments become oppressive, and opportunities must be evaluated based on their ability to service existing obligations rather than their merit. Barnum distinguishes between strategic borrowing and frivolous debt. Strategic debt generates returns, while frivolous debt funds consumption or status symbols that depreciate while interest accumulates. Financial independence doesn't necessarily mean wealth. It means having choices. It's the freedom to walk away from toxic work environments, weather economic downturns without panic, and pursue opportunities without credit or permission. This freedom comes from spending less than you earn and avoiding consumer debt's golden handcuffs. In an age of easy credit, Barnum's warning against debt feels almost countercultural. Yet the peace of mind that comes with financial independence, knowing you own your life rather than renting it from creditors, represents a form of wealth no luxury purchase can match. How close to success have you come before turning back? Barnum observed that many people falter just steps from their goal, surrendering to doubt when triumph lay just beyond reach. This failure of persistence is why many dreams remain unrealized. Success rarely arrives in a dramatic moment, but emerges from consistent effort over time. What separates those who persevere is perspective, seeing setbacks as valuable feedback rather than evidence of inadequacy. Thomas Edison, when asked about his thousands of failed attempts to create a light bulb, responded, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." This mindset sustains persistence through difficulties. Psychology confirms what Barnum intuited. Grit, the combination of passion and perseverance, predicts success better than talent or intelligence alone. Those who maintain effort despite setbacks ultimately outperform those with higher initial aptitude but less staying power. When facing obstacles, ask yourself, is this a signal to quit or a test of my commitment? Your answer often determines whether potential becomes achievement or remains forever unrealized. Have you ever noticed how some people extract extraordinary results from ordinary circumstances? The secret lies in doing everything with all your might, creating a competitive advantage that half-hearted attempts never match. Half-hearted efforts yield predictably mediocre results. When we approach tasks with divided attention, we signal the outcome doesn't matter, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of underachievement. Consider how differently we perform when stakes feel high, the presentation when the CEO unexpectedly attends, or competing for a coveted opportunity. What if we brought that same intensity to everyday work? This would transform ordinary careers into extraordinary ones. Wholehearted effort doesn't mean working longer hours or burning out. It means bringing full presence to our time, eliminating multitasking for deep focus, and approaching routine tasks with the same care as special occasions. In a world of increasing distraction, complete focus becomes an increasingly rare and valuable trait. Fortune favors those who press forward with determination and grasp opportunity with both hands rather than tentative fingers. Barnum's most profound insight is that integrity represents the ultimate form of capital. Beyond techniques and strategies, character forms the foundation of sustainable prosperity. How you conduct business matters more than what business you conduct. Business operates fundamentally on trust. Every transaction, partnership, and customer relationship depends on mutual confidence. Consistently delivering on promises, speaking truthfully, and dealing fairly builds reputational capital that facilitates future opportunities. Integrity also simplifies decision-making. When principles guide choices rather than situational calculations, you conserve mental energy for productive pursuits. Between two professionals, one achieving short-term gains through corner-cutting and occasional deception, the other building more slowly on foundations of honesty, the latter creates more sustainable relationships and transferable value over time. In today's complex business environment, Barnum's guidance remains powerful. Preserve your integrity. Not because it always maximizes profit, though often it does, but because it represents wealth of a more fundamental kind, allowing you to build success you can genuinely be proud of.